Today we will study lesson number 128 of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We will complete Maseches Kelim today. We have one Mishnah left, the fourth Mishnah of the 30th Perek. So this lesson will be partly the last Mishnah of Maseches Kelim, dictated to you, taught to you by yours truly, Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb. The next Mishnah will begin Maseches Oles, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and it's a great privilege to me to share this particular lesson with my respected colleague and longtime friends of ours, of my family, Rabbi Akiva Tendler Shlita. So let us just learn now the last and final Mishnah Maseches Kelim, Mishnah Dalid of Perek Lamed. Tzolochis Ketano Shenitel Pia. We're still speaking about glassware, klei zechuchis. If a person has a small bottle with a narrow neck, and that neck has been removed, it's been broken off, tumea, it is still mekabel tumah, because it can still be used, because you don't have to touch the broken neck where you have broken jutting pieces of glass, because hold it from the bottom and you won't scratch your hands with the broken glass. But ugedola shanitel piha, if you have a large bottle whose neck has been broken, a bottle so large that you can't hold it with just one hand, but you have to handle it with two hands, tahora, it is not mikabel tumah, because since you have to hold it with two hands, you cannot be careful not to scratch your hand with the pegimos, with the jutting broken pieces of glass which are around the neck of the keli. And therefore it is no longer functional, it is no longer roi l'shimush, and as such it is not mikabel tumah, it is tahora. Shel palyoton. Palyoton is a small little bottle which is used for oil or other types of liquid spices, rose water or whatever. And normally when you don't just hold this and pour from it, but rather you stick your finger into it to take out some of the fragrant, fragranced water from within it. So a tzloches shall a plyton palyoton shall nitel piyo tahora. It is not mekabel tuma. Mipnei shehi soraches es hayad. Who's going to use it? If you put your finger in to get a little bit of this fragrant oil out, it's going to scratch your hand. Legigin gedolim shall nitel piyem. If you have a very large pitcher of glass, shall nitel piyem, whose broad neck, wide neck, has been broken, Temeim, they are makabel tumah, because they're no longer functional. They have these broken pieces of glass around the rim of this large pitcher. And you're going to say, well, who's going to use this pitcher? He's going to scratch his hands. No problem. Vepnesha hu misaknon lichvoshin. You can use it to pickle tomatoes, pickle cucumbers. Because you can pour salt and vinegar and whatever into the liginin, into the lagin, into this big pitcher, without touching the protruding broken pieces of glass. And you can put the pickles in there and leave it there for as long as it takes pickle to become pickled. And then 2 months from now, you can use it again a little bit to remove the pickles. You can do that without danger to your hand. So therefore, it's a functional base kibble, it's a functioning clay kibble, and it is mekabel tumah. The final deal in the Mishnah says, ho afarke shel zechuchis. Afarke shel zechuchis is a large glass container or bin into which you put wheat when the wheat is about to be ground in a mill. And you open a little trap door in this aparkes, in this big bin, and wheat comes pouring out, and it comes under the millstone which grinds the wheat. So this aparkes is really not used as a container. You don't keep the wheat there for a long period of time. It's only a temporary container storing wheat as you begin to empty it and have it go under the mill to be ground. So therefore, tahora, it is not mekabel tumah. Now, really, this is the end of the Mishnah, but and it ends on the word tahora. On this, Rab Yossi comments, Amar Rab Yossi, Ashrayich Kelim, Maseches Kelim, how fortunate are you? Shenichnasto bituma, you began with tuma, because the first words of our Masechta are Avos Hatumos. So the Mishnah opened on a note of tome, and the Yotzos Batahara, but you're ending on a note of Yoharkesh Shel Zuchuchis Tahora. What a beautiful thing! You started tome, and now you're Tahora. Very interesting. However, this raises a question. This Rav Yossi is commenting upon the beginning and the end of a Mishnah. Rav Yossi was earlier than Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was the editor of the Mishnah. How can Rabbi Yossi, who presumably died before Rabbi finished the Mishnah, give Rabbi a big yashar koyach? Rabbi, you finished the Mishnah on a note of Tahara, even though you began it on a note of Tumah. So the Achronim deal with this question. It's a historical question. It makes no sense for Rabbi Yossi to say how wonderful Maseches Kelim is when Maseches Kelim was authored by a person who lived after him, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rabbi. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his comments on the Mishnah in the Tosfos, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that even though Rabbi Yossi was the Rebbe of Rebbe, the teacher of Rebbe, nevertheless, before Rebbe did his version of the Mishnah, there were earlier versions of Mishnah, earlier Siddurim of Mishnah, before Rebbe. Indeed, Tosfos in Meseches Bavli Kama, Daf Tzadik Daled Amud Beis, says that there were Mishnayos before Rebbe, but Rebbe just arranged them, compiled them, edited them, whatever. So Rabbi Yossi had an earlier version, an earlier rendition, a little earlier edition of Mishnayos, which began the same way, Avos HaTumah, Tumas, and it ended with Afarkas Shel Zechuchis Tehora. So he commented, Ashrayach Kelim Shenichnast Bitumov Yotzos Bitahara. The commentary known as the Mishnah Achrona, really a very, very interesting commentary with many chidushim, with many innovative ideas, he takes a different approach. And he said, Rabbi Yossi was not commenting on this Mishnayos, which we have just studied now for the past 4 months plus. Rather, because he lived after the Mishnayos were completed. However, all of the Tanoim earlier than Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi had their own private versions of Mishnayos Seduros, which they had traditionally over the generations. Rabbi Yossi also had such a previous edition, and that previous edition also ended with the word Tohoro. So and besides which, says this commentary known as Mishnah Achrona, even if the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi had before him did not end with these exact words, V'ho'afarkas shel zechuchis tahora, but it ended with this perek, which deals with glassware. Glassware is yotzos b'tahara, because min ha-Torah glassware is not mekabel tumah. So ending Maseches Kelim on a note of not of kli cheres or kli eitz or kli barzel or kli matches or whatever, We're ending on all of them which are susceptible under various conditions to Tumim and HaTorah. We're ending it on a note of Tahara. We're ending with glassware, which Min HaTorah is never Mekabel Tumah. That's the Tahara that Rav Yossi was rejoicing over with his beautiful ending. I can only say that hopefully in every way, all of you, whether you dipped into our shiur occasionally or whether you were stuck with us with all 128 days, in every way, symbolically, literally, halachically, spiritually, have made progress from Tumah to Tahara in your study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim, Selik Maseches Kelim, Hadron Aloch Maseches Kelim. And now we move again under the expert tutelage of my dear chaver, Rabbi Akiva Tendler, and he will begin the first Mishnah of Maseches Olas. So we have concluded lesson 128 of Maseches Kelim.
Be'ezes Hashem, we're going to be starting Maseches Olas. Maseches Olas talks primarily about the halachas of Tumas Meis regarding Ohel. As we know, a mace is metame, can impurify someone either by contact, which is tumas maga, Tumas Masa, which is if a person carries the mace, or Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel can be in three different ways. Either the person is in the same house or under the same roof as the mace, or if the person himself is on top of the mace, or if the mace is above the person. Just like an Ohel can bring Tumma from a mace onto a person who is under the same Ohel, so too an Ohel can protect the person if they are on top of the Ohel. So if, let's say, there's a mace inside of a house and the person's walking on the roof, the person would not be Tameh from the mace. This is assuming that there is at least a poseach tefach, a distance of a tefach between the mace and the roof that is covering him. Let us begin Mishnah Aleph. Shnaim Tameh b'mace, you can have two people who are Tameh Tumas mace. Echad Tameh Tumas Erev, one will be Tameh Tumas Shiva for 7 days, ve'echad Tameh Tumas Erev, and the other will be Tameh only till the evening. And we're going to explain this later on. Shleisha Tameh b'mace, we can also have a case where three people are Tameh Tumas mace. Shnaim Tmeim Tumas Shiva, two of them will be Tamei Tumas Shiva for 7 days, Ve'echad, and one of the three will be Tamei only Tumas Erev. We can also have a situation of Arba'a Tmeim Bereis, four people are Tamei, Shleisha Tmeim Tumas Shiva, three of them will be Tamei for 7 days, Ve'echad Tamei Tumas Erev. Now we're going to go back and explain these situations. Ketzad Shnaim, how do you have a case of two people who are Tamei Tumas Meis? One will be Tamei for 7 days, and one will be Tamei till the evening. Adam hanegeh b'meis. If a person has direct contact with a mace, tamei tumas shiva, he is tamei for 7 days. V'adam hanegeh boy, but someone who touches the person who touched the mace, he is only tamei tumas erev. He's only tamei until the evening.